All right, so tell me a little bit about how you went from, you know, ring announcer to author and then one-man show guy. How'd that happen?
It's all connected because when I came off the road with WCW, after being on the road an average of 20 nights a month, it was very difficult to make the transition to a more sedentary life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it became a therapeutic exercise where I just started to write a little bit, and I had no intention of writing a book. I didn't write anything like in preparation for this while I was still announcing full time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept writing and writing and writing, and it turned into a book. I spent 2 years not doing anything else. And to tell you the truth, it was my I'm a teacher by trade and mm-hmm. Announcer by trade, and writing was in a lot of ways the most enjoyable because, well, I'm a homebody, plus you have total control over what you do.
Sure.
I know it's weird that a homebody would be on the road 20 days a month, but I loved I loved wrestling, so that was the answer there. And so at the time when my book first came out, to get the word out about my book Body Slams, I thought, well, let me provide an entertaining way for people to get some of the information that I'm writing about and also to promote the book at the same time.
Sure.
And that's how one led to the other, which led to the other. That was back when my book came out. I've updated everything for this current tour that I'm on.
So let's talk a little bit about this current tour. Where is it taking you? What are some of your upcoming shows? Like, let us know.
I just was touring with the show down south. I was in Atlanta, Tampa, and Orlando.
Mm-hmm. NWA hotbeds right there.
Yeah. I mean, hotbeds of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue in the same vein. Asbury Park, New Jersey, which is really significant for me because it was the first city when I was a kid that I was brought to watch wrestling live.
Yeah.
So I want to do the show in Asbury Park. That's October 28th. And then I go to Louisville, Kentucky on November 4th. And then Queens, New York on November 11th.
Wow. Yeah, so you're busy. You're a busy guy.
Yeah, and there have been inquiries from other parts of the country. And I'm talking to different promoters about bringing the show out to where I haven't been yet.
Excellent.